I've got to be happy with my own personal performance this time. I've come in 7th place there, and the 6 in front of me are the 5 sitting TDs, and then Patrick O'Gallagher, who's obviously a very well-known politician in Donegal. So I'm relatively pleased with my own personal vote. There are questions now, I suppose. It's what I'd personally be hoping is that my first preference vote will take Padraig over the line.
But the problem is, because, you know, Pearce Doherty was toe-to-toe, if not, you know, only slightly behind Padraig McLaughlin in his own. What's happened there?
Well, he was 2,500 votes behind him in Inishowen, actually. But
sorry, I was looking at figures when they started bringing in some of the Letterkenny boxes. But be that as it may, Padraig McLaughlin was outperforming. Pearce Doherty was outperforming Padraig McLaughlin long before he got to his own area. What I'm getting at.
To be honest, we're going to have to sit down and look at that and see why that happened. We knew before this election that Pearce was going to get a huge vote because he's, I think, one of the best known politicians in Ireland at the minute, and he's one of the most high profile. So we knew he was going to get a vote. We were probably hoping that he wasn't going to get such a big vote because obviously vote management and our transfer strategy.
And you were specific, weren't you?
We were very specific.
It's Padraig, Gary Doherty, and Inishowen in your area. You know, I can't remember who was
myself and Pearce.
Yourself and Pearce, and then in Pearce's Padraig area.
Three.
Yeah, and in Pearce's area, it was Pearce, then you.
Yeah, I think for us to get 3 candidates over the line, we had to. Our voters had to stick to that voting strategy, and I suppose it remains to be seen whether they do that with the transfers. You know, we'd be hoping that Padraig would get a significant number of my transfers that would perhaps get him over the line. But there's so many unknowns. I think nobody knows. I think where Desi Shields' transfers are going to go. Nobody knows where Tim Jackson's transfers are going to go. And there's quite a lot of those. And I think they're. Those together with my transfers are going to decide who takes that last seat. And obviously, Niamh Kennedy as well has got nearly 2,000.